the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's infrastructure summer. The so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill and the Democratic-backed $3.5 trillion budget resolution, both making their way through the Senate, could provide the Democrats with a last chance to tackle immigration reform in this session of Congress. They're looking at setting aside $120 billion for a pathway to citizenship for DACA recipients, farm workers, essential workers, and people with temporary protected status. But it's not yet clear how they'll decide who qualifies for these protections. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer set a deadline of this coming Wednesday to force the caucus to agree on both the budget package and the infrastructure bill. One hurdle appears to have been crossed as Joe Manchin is signaling that he will not derail the reconciliation bill. New reports suggest that Manchin told his colleagues at a caucus lunch on Wednesday that he will be supportive as long as he's kept in the loop on how they'll pay for it and the status of a clean energy provision contained in it. That's one hurdle, though there are still a number of other so-called moderates who haven't yet weighed in, including John Tester, Kyrsten Sinema, Maggie Hassan, Mark Kelly, Dianne Feinstein, and a few others. The Democrats will need every single vote in the caucus, plus Vice President Kamala Harris to break a tie in order to begin debate. Stay tuned. Over the past week, historic protests have erupted in Cuba over the lack of access to food and basic medical supplies, all while there's a rise in COVID cases. Cuba has suffered from massive inflation and long blackouts as longstanding U.S. sanctions that restrict access to basic goods and financing and decades of government corruption and mismanagement have been made worse by a decline in tourism during the pandemic. The protests in Cuba are the largest in recent memory, and government forces initially struggled to retain control. The internet's been intermittently shut down, and they've been harassing and detaining journalists, which all makes it very difficult to verify what's actually happening on the ground. But photos and videos have gotten through, showing officers beating protesters with batons and appearing to shoot at them too. Cuba now is temporarily lifting restrictions on travelers bringing in food, medicine, and hygiene products in an apparent response to the rare protests. President Biden expressed support for Cuban citizens, but also railed against the Cuban government, calling it a failed state. Dozens of people are dead and more than 1,000 people are now classified as missing after flash floods ripped through parts of Western Europe. Rescue and recovery efforts are underway in Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, where rivers swelled and swept through towns, in some places dragging entire structures away in the flow. The floods were caused by the heaviest rainfall there in more than a century. Across the Atlantic, here in the U.S., we're dealing with an opposite kind of threat. About 71 large wildfires are now raging across 1 million acres around the country. Their smoke can be seen from California all the way to New York. Also in the New York City area, they're under a heat advisory, as the heat index could hit 103 degrees on Friday. And on top of all that, COVID-19 cases are surging in almost every state. Hospitals are filling up in places like Arkansas, where only 35% of the population is fully vaccinated. Los Angeles County, the nation's largest, or most populous anyway, is reinstating its mask mandate this weekend, requiring masking indoors regardless of your vaccination status. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is also fueling huge surges in the Middle East and North Africa. Tunisia has been hit especially hard and is also reimposing lockdowns. Tunisia now has the highest COVID-19 mortality rate in the Eastern Mediterranean region and on the African continent. And in Iraq, less than 1% of the population has received a coronavirus vaccine dose. And finally, smoke 'em if you've got 'em. Well, soon, if Senate Democrats get their way. CNBC has the story.
Top Senate Democrats are proposing to legalize cannabis at the federal level, a move that would clear the way for the industry to have full access to the nation's banking and financial systems. The bill would remove cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act. The catch, though, is that Democrats also want to impose an excise tax on the industry, 10% in year one, climbing up to 25% by year five. After that, the tax would be calculated based on weight and concentration and be equal to 25% of market value.
And there's an extra added bonus. Check this out. The housing market in some areas gets a boost from marijuana legalization. A report from earlier this year showed that property values rose over $17,000 more in states where recreational marijuana is legal. With each new dispensary a city adds, whether medicinal or recreational, property values increased by $519. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.